tempt your palate, and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Chef and the Fat Man, Chef and the Fat Man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It's that time of the week, the time you've anxiously been awaiting, the time where you grab the mothers, the fathers, the sisters, the brothers, or if you're from the left coast, both of them. Gather around the old tube radio as it's time once again for that weekly culinary journey into true... Wait a minute. Now, I'm right in the middle of my intro, Chef Eric. What is that noise in the background?
The noise? It's a beautiful noise of Marlene here at Rick Tanner's Bar and Grill.
The house that Rick built?
It's actually Grill and Bar, by the way.
Well,
but that Rick built, and we're going to talk about that for a second. But I asked Marlene to come on and make a special little intro toasting cocktail for us.
But why did you ever shake the ice right in the middle of my brilliant and witty opening line?
Well, because I think that it's really, people have heard it. They hear it every week. It's time for something new. It's time for a drink.
All right, my friends, into the classic theater of the mind radio, known as Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chef. We are listened to by thousands, and we are streamed around the world on Satcom 5.
We don't have a satellite,
but it sounds impressive. This week, talk about impressive, this week's Our Mobile Kitchens finds us at Tanner's in Vickery Village. I know there's a whole lot more to it, but we'll let the man himself call it what he wants to call it, because after all, he's footing the bill. All right? But anyway, it's basically what I like to refer to as the house that Mr. Rick built. And now Nick is taking to another level, which is something else caused some family problems a little later on in the show, as that's what I do. Chef and a Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs are proudly brought to you by The Big Green Egg,
the ultimate cooking experience.
And by Real Sweet Onions by Schumann Produce. My friends, they are the leader in Vidalia this time of the season. And coming up in the not-too-distant future, Peruvian Sweet. But as we always remind you week in and week out, shamelessly I might add, if it doesn't say Real Sweet on the bag or the tag,
it ain't.
Boy, you do that well. And, of course, by Fee Brothers. Fee Brothers has been the leader and innovator in bitters for so many years. The Fee Brothers and their family has been making the classic bitters, the not-so-classic bitters, but always the best bitters. And you say that with your teeth hanging out. It's very difficult without stumbling over your words. But Joe Fee, as a matter of fact, his family has been mixing it up since 1863. Now, him and his sister are the fourth generation of Fees to run this magnificent company. They are, of course, our sponsor each and every year for Tales of the Cocktail, at least for the last 3 years. And Joe Fee will be joining us this week, Chef Eric. You weren't able to be there when I was interviewing Joe, but
right.
Joe is fun.
Good.
We're going to have some great, and of course, you won't be at Tales of the Cocktail.
I will not, because I'm sorry, I have to go to... the Bahamas.
They don't hear that each and every week.
To the Cove at Atlantis. So.
Now, you know she didn't shake it up while you were bragging about where you're going. But that's all right,
Marlene's
because Marlene
nice
is cool. And keep your hands off the place. and by the tourism Ministry of Tourism for Israel, the Israeli Ministry of Tourism, they're magnificent. Go to their website. You can go to our website, click on their logo, see all the fascinating things that are happening in Israel right now. They're cutting the edge on great culinary wine, Chef Eric, and I know we're excited about. We're going to be actually touring some of the wineries in Israel, which is starting to get gold medals international recognition. And, of course, for those of you who believe in religion, let me tell you something. There is no more sacred place on earth, and we'll be able to share some of those sites with you. So we will be there November 12th through the 20th. Chef and a Fat Man will be heading to Israel. All compliments of the Ministry of Tourism of Israel. And how could we not, since you won't be there, but I will? The crown jewel of the French Quarter, it is none other than...
The Hotel Monteleone.
You know, now, when you're talking your first language...
Yes.
You always go...
Monteleone.
You do all that kind of stuff, but you don't even give the Monteleone the Monteleone?
L'Hotel Monteleone.
There you go. Thank you very much, you know? Speaking of weird languages and the way he does it, there is no one that does weird better than my compadre, my king, my gargantuan of goodies, my director of Delicious.
Whatever.
He is, of course, executive chef Eric, don't spell it with a C, Holdo.
Thank you. It's great to be here at one of my favorite little watering holes and restaurants.
I'm going to start right off the bat.
Yeah.
And I know Rick's here. I know Marlene's here. I know Nick's here. And I want to tell you, there is no one that sucks up to you guys like he does. I mean, anywhere we go, he goes, well, I just happen to know Rick Tanner, and I happen to know Nick, and I sample all their beers because they want my opinion.
I didn't say I said I drink all their beers, and I tell them my opinion.
there's a fine difference. That's how he does it, Rick and Marlene, but that's okay. But it's such a thrill. And speaking of that, Chef Eric, you had a brilliant idea, which occasionally happens.
I think, you know what, it's in this summer season, I think it's time to start kicking off with a cocktail real quick.
How nice of you.
Beginning of every show. Every segment, if I can get away with it.
No.
Anyway, so Marlene, hello.
Hi.
Why don't you tell everyone who you are, first of all.
My name's Marlene. I work here at Rick Tanner's. I bartend, and when I'm not here, I sell real estate.
Very cool. So come on in, get a drink, and then you can talk some real estate with Marlene.
You can get wasted and then sign the contract. There you go. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm thinking that's a little sales approach there.
There you go.
So you're going to make a little cocktail here for us. What have you been muddling something?
Yes, we've got lime and cilantro, and we're muddling it.
Okay.
Release the aromatics of it, and we're going to add ice. Absolut has a new vodka out. It's called Cilantro Lime, and we're going to use that.
I like that.
Please. Keep going? All right. We can keep going.
Well, you want to make sure you get that cilantro flavor.
Yeah. Sorry, Rick. That's not how she really pours. I want you to know.
Yes, it is.
And we're going to add our sour mix.
Okay.
And just a little bit of orange juice to cut the tartness.
Thank goodness I needed my vitamin C.
And then we are going to shake it up.
Oh, this is a shaken, not stirred. I prefer it that way because I am the next James Bond.
Really?
Yeah.
That effect. Okay.
All right.
So let's. I think we have some cups here.
We do.
We might actually be able to pour
give everyone
bit out
a little
here.
Taste.
A little taste in that.
Can you hear that pouring, my friends? That is something you cannot hear on any other cooking show on radio because no one else does it but us. But that is the sound of the beautiful beverage tinkling across the top of the cubes. And I'm telling you, Chef Eric, this is wonderful. And I think what we ought to do is hold our glasses high to Rick Tanner, who is an icon in this town for many, many years. He decided to get back into it because insanity is part of his family tree. And now you have taken it, brought it back, resurrected the zenith, and your son has taken it to another level. To Rick Tanner, to Nick Tanner, to the Tanner family, congratulations. And as we say in Ireland, slánge, my brother.
Absolute.
Absolute.
Very nice.
Oh, my God.
Very tasty. Isn't that good? I'm
going to
go share some with the audience.
Yeah, very nice of you. And I know which one you're going to share it with, too. Why am I not surprised? But anyway, my friends, this drink is really good because it's not overpowering. It's not too tart. It's not like one of those pucker drinks. But, in fact, when you look at it and you hear the ingredients, you go, oh, my God, it's going to... But, man, it hits the palate and it's
very
just
refreshing.
So... Very refreshing. In fact, if I didn't have to drive to Mexico Beach right after the show, I'd join Chef Eric in a couple more samples. But anyway, that's the perfect drink, Chef Eric. And you know what? When it comes right down to it, perfection is something that the Tanner name has been known for in chicken and in hospitality and what they've done.
Yeah.
His rich legacy led to his creative juices flowing into chicken when chicken was just something that you did.
Everyone in this town knows Tanner's chicken.
Anybody who's been here.
But what they don't know is that this is where the real Tanner's is, right here in Vickery Village in across the
nice ambiance.
It's this is close to my house, let me tell you.
Yeah, that's
it's great, but it's my favorite place to come because nobody's a stranger. You come in the door, they're really nice to you. They're really nice. It's a great bar, very friendly, very open. And that was before they started making these phenomenal beers right next door here at Nick's Brewery that we'll talk about in a second. But the food itself it runs the gamut from it's all in common. It's really good food. It's just really good
food.
And
it's not, you don't have to have anybody sit down and explain it to you. There's no pretentiousness. The menu is not 50 pages long. It's short, sweet, neat and petite, extraordinary in everything that they do.
Right.
And to me, being a fat guy, not a foofy guy like you, to me, that's the perfect kind of menu. And we're going to find out a little bit about the strategies, the thoughts, and why his rich history in culinary really translated well into what he's doing. My friends, we're Chef and a Fat Man live from Tanner's in Vickery Village. I know there's probably grill and bar, bar
Rick
and grill.
Tanner's grill and bar. There
yeah,
go.
Rick Tanner. We'll let Rick call it what he wants to, because after all, he's the man. It's food, fun, and celebration. That's what we're doing here at Tanner's in Vickery Village. Check it out. We're taking it to the streets of Cumming, Georgia, baby.